get many dodgy phone calls?
No. I don't have dodgy friends.
Well, I don't think it's a dodgy friend. I've been having it over the last, 2 weeks or so. I've had the same phone number phoning me on my mobile phone. I've answered it, and I've had one of those... at the end of the phone. And it's like, well, go away. Who are you? The daft thing is, if they are trying to be one of these... people, they're leaving their phone number. I've phoned it back, and this old man answers the phone and said, oh, no, it's not me.
I've now
had six phone calls from this same phone number.
I think it
might
have been him. My granddad once, we had this problem. We had loads of voicemails on our home phone that were like... loads of clicking, and we were really freaked out. We kept phoning it back and couldn't work out what it was, and it turned out it was my granddad. I can't remember if he was trying to change the channel on the telly or something, but he kept phoning us and leaving us all these creepy voicemails.
Trying to change the channel.
We probably thought it was the telly buttons, just bashing it and calling us. I don't know.
Brilliant. I had a while ago, somebody used to phone up and just do this where they did it down the phone. And it's just very bizarre. Talking
just
actually,
an avid fan.
Yeah, I don't know who it is. So if it is you that's phoning me on my mobile phone and just randomly
breathing
down my phone,
please speak.
Either leave me a message and talk to me. I'm not a bad person. I've had someone once phone me before on the landline at home, and they asked me if I can't remember the name of the person, but let's call them Jackie, for example. And they went, is Jackie there? I said, no, she's not. We don't have anyone called Jackie that lives here. And they went, are you sure? I went, yes, I'm positive. I know exactly where I am. Well, are you sure that Jackie doesn't live there? I'm absolutely certain there is nobody called Jackie that lives here, unless Jackie is coming in during the day when I'm not actually living here. Well, yeah. At work or somewhere else. Talking of TV channels and random things that you used to do, did you ever see them watches where you used to have be able to control the TV with them?
No.
I used to freak out my grandma with that. It was brilliant. She used to wonder she actually thought the TV was broken. They got someone to come out and fix it. But I used to be able to log into their TV with my watch and switch it off
channel. I always wanted one of those Harry Potter wand television button things. Have you seen them?
You can still get them, can you?
Yeah. But I want one. It's cool.
eBay.
Yeah, maybe.
Or Amazon. You might find one there.
All right.
I can just imagine you sat at the TV and going,
jam!
Bazooshka! There we go.
What's the word? La Croix Deli ask you this. What would we do without bacon?
No, that's not the channel I wanted to watch. I didn't want to watch that real... What? That's a 965 channel on the Sky. That dodgy channel.
No.
What's that? No, it was the wand that did that. It was the wand. Right, so please stop phoning me, whoever you are, and leaving me dodgy messages. I'll breathe back at you next time. Right, we're asking you this morning, a giant what has been named as one of the strangest things to block Scotland's sewers? 07781 148 88. You already know the answer to this, don't you?
I do.
What was your first answer?
A rat.
I was wondering what you said first time, right? A giant what has been named as one of the strangest things to block Scotland's sewers? 07781 148 88. That is my text number here in the studio. If you want to get in touch and have a go and be winning with La Croix Deli this morning, all you need to do is get the answer right. If you get the answer right, and then put you into the hat, and then be in with the chance of you winning this morning a lovely meal deal from La Croix Deli. Cajun chicken I go for. A giant what has been named as one of the strangest things to block Scotland's sewers? Any ideas?
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Morning, I won yesterday's What's the Word. Do you need my address? No. Brandy should be getting in touch with you. She doesn't get in touch with you today or by the end of this week. Give her a ring next Monday. 242,000. And she'll sort you out from there. Or if you want to just pop in, they'll be able to sort your prize out today. Either way. It's up to you. And also, perhaps your heavy breather is a friend with asthma. I don't think it is. Because I was just saying to Amber, yesterday, heavy breather was female, and a few days ago my heavy breather was a man.
I'm not sure how you can... I don't really understand how you can tell, though. They read, like...
You can just tell.
Hello. No, they don't say anything.
You can just tell.
Sure.
From breathing.
Mm-hmm. What's the word? La Croix Deli ask you this. What would we do without bacon?
Right, we're asking you this morning. A giant what has been named as one of the strangest things to block Scotland's sewers. Good morning to the Vixter, who is right this morning. Also, Beaker has been in touch and said, is it haggis? A giant haggis. Have you ever had haggis?
Yeah, it's not nice.
Is it not?
No.
I've never eaten it. I do this thing every so often when we go to the supermarket. If... there's people around I know, I'll randomly put something in their trolley.
Right.
So just a random thing. And I did it to Becky's uncle not too long ago. I put a haggis in his trolley, and they got to the checkout. And he's like, well excited. He's like, brilliant, we're having haggis. He's very excited by it. It's a good game to play with people that you know.
It's a good game, I like that.
Like, just something totally random that you know they wouldn't like.
Do random people as well?
No, because I don't know them, and I won't get as much fun out of it. Morning to Sue, who said a giant haggis as well. Good morning, Heidi, who is right. Also, Cindy at Goldfish. Morning, Cindy. Hope you're all right. You're right as well, by the way. An eel, says Tony M. Billy's been in touch with the right answer. Giant piece of bubblegum, says Kathy. And also, Claire is right this morning. Someone with no name is correct. I love the fact that people are putting, like, the first bit and then the second bit of this in brackets. You'll understand in a second if you don't know what the answer is. Nikki got it right this morning. Also, Grassy is right as well. And that is... I think there's a few more answers. Yeah, there is more answers that are coming. Nettie got it right. Toby said haggis as well. Who else got it right? Oh, there's loads. Loads have come in with the right answer. Because the answer is that a giant poo, Winnie the Pooh, has been named as one of the strangest things to block Scotland's sewers. It's massive as well.
Have you seen a picture?
Someone just went, I've had enough of this in the toilet. But it wouldn't even flush down the toilet. It's massive. It's like one of those 6-foot bear kind of things. And someone just chucked it over the side. To be fair, people chuck random things in water up north all over the place. I was once sat at Harry Ramsden's in Manchester having some fish and chips. And there's a river that runs by the side of where Harry Ramsden's used to be. I was sat there, and there was a shopping trolley went down the river. There was various footballs that went down. And the best bit was a shed, a full shed, that went straight down the river. I don't know what was going on, but someone had put it in there.
I don't want that anymore.
Please don't do that in Guernsey. It'd just make it all not nice. Right, well done, everybody that did say a Winnie the Pooh bear was actually found in the sewers in Scotland. It was the weirdest thing that they've said it was. And we say congratulations to, let's give it to Heidi. Well done, Heidi. 413, last three digits of your phone number. You've just won with La Croix Deli this morning. Time for the latest headline news. 7:31 is the time with the latest. Here's Amber Stark.
The Education Department says La Huguette Primary was not damaged during a recent small fire inside one room on the school site. A fire alarm sounded in the early hours of Saturday after someone broke in through a window and set papers and a desk alight. Guernsey police say it is being treated as arson, but it won't affect pupils. Despite ongoing negotiations, there's still no end in sight to the Condor strike in St Malo. The ferry company says it wants it ended in a fair and long-lasting manner for the half term, but workers won't give in until the ship sails under the French flag. The Vale Commons Council is going to increase the amount of rent charged for the golf course for the first time in 70 years. It will mean each golfer will pay the equivalent of £1.50 per week to play there. And more than 2 in 5 shoppers say they've bought something they thought was on offer but turned out not to be. Consumer group Which found consumers were led to believe they were getting a better deal on things like 2-for-1 offers.
Sport with Island Insurance.
After looking destined for the drop earlier in the season, Sheffield Wednesday could be 12 points clear of the Championship's relegation spots by the end of the night. They're at home to Derby. Boss Stuart Great says he could make changes for this game.
I think we've got three games in the next 6 days, so there's